And the Aged Care Royal Commission has handed down its findings. It's been curious, to say the least. And we're joined by the CEO of IntelliCare, Jason Waller. Jason, good morning.
Good morning, Keith. How are you?
Very well, thank you. What did you find most interesting in the Royal Commission into Aged Care final report? Because there were quite a few heavy recommendations, weren't there?
There were. We were very pleased to see that there were a number of recommendations, particularly around technology and how that can keep people out of aged care in the first place. When people think about aged care, they often think about nursing homes, but it's more than just nursing homes. It's about keeping people in their own homes, and this can be achieved through the use of technology.
And that technology that you're talking about, is that something that needs to be reduced as far as cost goes? Do you think government has a role to play there?
I think costs come down as use increases. So with our technology, it's software-based. So we're very scalable and the costs become very effective, certainly compared to the cost of hospitalisation or the cost of residential aged care. It's a minor portion of that.
And how do you think that incentives should be created for aged care providers to utilise that sort of technology? Because it's almost a double-edged sword there, isn't it?
Very much so, and that's where a lot of more work needs to be done to address the structural problems around aged care. The fact is that baby boomers are growing at a rate faster than the tax base is there to support them. So even if government is able to fund all the recommendations, the workforce isn't necessarily there to support the outcomes. So you need technology to increase productivity of workers so that they can look after more people and provide higher quality care to rise and meet that demand. So in terms of incentives, I think what's important is really that it goes further upstream, that it's not just the aged care industry that's incentivised to use technology, but that it flows into Medicare, because often it's the GP who's the first point of call when someone starts on their ageing journey.
Speaking this morning with the CEO of IntelliCare, Jason Waller, about the Royal Commission Aged Care Report. And Jason, when you're talking about that access to Medicare, do you think that there needs now to be consideration as far as the aged care sector goes to maybe integrating a bit more, I suppose, on a statewide basis as well as a national basis? Or do you think that there needs to be a more clear definition of who's responsible for what rather than the states and federal government working together?
Oh, absolutely, Keith. I think there needs to be better integration. It's very siloed at the moment in terms of responsibility between the states and the feds, particularly when it comes to hospitalisation. So one party pays for the first hospital visit and the other party pays for the second hospital visit. It just doesn't make sense. So the structure isn't there to allow cost savings to be put in up front that flow through across the nation rather than into individual jurisdictions.
That's certainly something that we are hoping to see more of in the future, particularly when it does come to positive outcomes in the aged care sector. Jason Waller, CEO of IntelliCare, thanks for joining us this morning.
My pleasure, Keith. Thank you.